Is that how
demonstrative?
You...
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it! I was so close.
Demonstrative. I like the emphasis on demon.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be more. The emphasis was going to be on demo.
Yeah. Depends on your mood.
I see. So, oh, is an odd title for a song. Why?
It's actually a Golden Girls reference.
Yeah.
But
oh, do tell. Is it a B. Arthur quote?
I can't remember, to be honest, but yeah, you can find it. But anyways, but it's completely unrelated. It's just the name of the song on this one. But this song is about COVID and mask wearing, just like, and you can really hear it in the first, I think. Yeah, because it was written, because that's when we started the band. And this was one of the early songs that I wrote with just Evan as well, because it was just us two. We were, that was my bubble.
Yeah.
It was Evan.
you guys were like the last remaining, Brass Action members, right?
Yeah. And during COVID, I only got one friend because I had kids. And so our other people in our bubble were all circled around the kids.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And Evan and I decided to get a jam space because we just couldn't stay away from the music. And then we're like, well, if we got a jam space together, we might as well play together.
Yeah.
So, yeah, wrote this. Quit bitching about putting on a fucking mask.
Yeah, it's not that hard.
Not that hard.
And if you don't like it, it's probably because you just had bad breath. So get some Tic Tacs and away you go.
Mouthwash, baby.
Hey. Creeps and Kitties, that is the whole damn EP. Brand new music, 4 years in the making.
Oh, yeah.
From Brasser.
4 or 5, yeah. When did COVID? Oh, yeah, 4 years ago.
Yeah, 4 years. Almost 5. We're getting there.
Yeah.
It's coming around.
Yeah, I started writing some of the songs. They're not one of them around here, but one of the songs that will come out later as a single, I started writing. It was supposed to be the Brass Action song.
Yeah. So it's like a 2019 kind of.
Yeah, then Richie broke my heart. Yeah.
He's back now.
But he's back, yeah.
He came crawling back.
Yeah, so hearts can mend too, folks. Let's give it some
time. That's true. Yeah. Sometimes you need time apart to realize what you miss.
Yeah, if you love somebody, you gotta let them
go. You gotta let it go.
Yeah, I mean, Hank, he's like one of the most consistent people in my life.
Yeah.
In the Lower Mainland, he is.
He is a sweetheart.
Well, I've seen him every Wednesday or Tuesday, as our practice, mostly Tuesdays, since 2008, early 2008.
Yeah, I feel you, man. I've been playing music with Will since he was 16 and I was 17 or 18. So it's been almost every Wednesday.
Speaking of heartbreak, he's been cheating on you too.
Nah, it's okay.
Yeah, we're just getting back to ska roots.
Open relationship. That's fine.
It's because you're not playing ska anymore, and he's just like, I need some ska.
Hey, man, it's not by choice. I still play ska. I gotta play it by myself.
That's true.
It's not fun by yourself.
Let's do that one later too. The Wavebird.
That single is pretty damn good.
Yeah, they nailed it.
What else should people know? What do you want to talk about? Or do you just want to cut to more bands?
Let's cut to more bands.
Okay.
Let's get to this. I'm just excited to hear this song. Campfire Shit Kickers are great. Richie sometimes plays with them, or not sometimes, when we've played with them in the past. I hope we'll get him to do it again. Save Me, Dr. Neville.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's so good because it's got trumpet in the original recording.
It certainly does.
So it really fills them out that way, which I like.
Yeah, well, they've got that new guy who plays, he plays sax and mandolin.
He's very good.
Interesting dude.
Yeah, he's really good. Really good. They're such a talented band and funny guys.
They're fun. I like Philly. Yeah, he's always good.
Did you know that Philly, it's actually short for Phyllis?
Yeah? No. Phyllis Diller? I thought it was just long for Roach. Listen to Campfire Shit.
This is my favorite song, man.
Yeah. Oh, they got a lot.
This is no place for hatred. All you dickheads can see yourselves out. I've got no time nor patience for poison arrows. So shoot yourself in the foot, put your foot in your mouth. This is no place for hatred.
Poison arrows. Dickhead! 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 Look out for dickhead. Good old dickhead. Oh, dickhead. There should be dickhead.
Oh, it's like a dickhead.
It's like a dickhead. What a dickhead! 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 So that, boys and ghouls, is what you can experience if you go down to Lanaloo's tomorrow night, Friday, September the 20th. It is Brasser's EP release party for their brand new EP.
Ruidoso.
Thank you very much. That was Paul is Dead, a.k.a. the Shitty Beatles, with their track Dickhead off of their split with SIDS called Pretty Ugly. Before that, we had Dead Streets from Seattle?
Seattle,
with their track No Tomorrow off of Hello Catastrophe, and then Campfire Shit Kickers for all the dickheads off Parole Models, my personal favorite song those boys have ever written.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah.
Campfire Shit Kickers for all the dickheads off Parole Models.
Yeah, I got it. I figured it out. If you guys are just tuning in, of course, you're listening to Rad Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM. We bring you an hour of ska, punk, rockabilly, and reggae music each and every Thursday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. I am joined this week by the one and only Ryan Brass of Brasser.
Oh, yeah.
And we are celebrating their brand new debut EP.
Brand new.
Yeah. So what else is new, Ryan? All right, then.
I mean, why do I have to have so much new stuff going on in my life, Johnny?
I don't know, man. Like, you don't have to.
It's touring Mexico.
You're going to Mexico.
You got an EP,
a release party, and you're going to Mexico.
Standard.
Yeah.
And
what else you
show?
Got? Yeah.
We got a new shirt that Steve designed for us in Mexico. How about that?
That's pretty cool.
Combination 13. Got to bug that guy.
Steve's pretty sweet. I'm going to go see Billy Bragg with him tomorrow. It's going to be great.
Oh, so Steve's not coming to my show either.
Neither is Bobby Joe. Sorry.
Oh, you guys get a pass because you've seen me so many times.
It's true. I've seen you a lot of times. We played together.
Yeah, no kidding.
So many times.
So many times.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, sweet. When are you going to Mexico again? What are the dates?
We are going for October 10th to 20th.
Oh, so you'll be back for Halloween.
Yes, we will. Yeah.
What are the kiddies going to be for Halloween? Do they got costumes set out yet?
Well, my oldest got into Fortnite, and I think they both want to be DJ Mallow. But I also got them Shy Guy masks, so we'll see. Yeah.
I like the Shy Guy.
That's a super easy costume, too.
So
wear a
Shy
hoodie
Guy?
And put the mask on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's genius.
Sick.
There you go.
Yeah, I might do that.
Get little booties. I got three Shy Guys. Just walking on the street, getting candy.
Look, cute little booties, too. Yeah, look at that. Good point. He does. He's got a little padonkadonk, doesn't he?
Yeah, and they got. I meant like the shoes, but yeah, he's got a little booty belt. He also wears a belt, but that accentuates the badonk.
He's a thick boy.
Yeah, they're short. They got to have something. I'm going to take this time to let you guys know what else is going on this weekend. Of course, tomorrow night, go down to Lanaloo's Rock and Roll Eatery. If you look at the Vancouver Punk Calendar, vancouverpunkcalendar.com, it's the only thing that's happening on Friday. There's no other shows, so you have no excuse to be anywhere else. Definitely not the Commodore.
Yeah, we're trying to work on that.
Yeah. Go to Lanaloo's Rock and Roll Eatery. It'll be a good time.
Yeah.
That is your Friday. Saturday, there is one thing going on because the other thing's in Roberts Creek, but I'll talk about it anyways. Extend the summer ska party with Brethren and Monty Montego. That's at Roberts Creek. I'm assuming the Legion out there where they go and play sometimes.
Yeah, it's like the only big building out there.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's far.
Yeah, it is way the heck out there. But the whole community comes out for Brethren, and they say it's a pretty good show.
Oh, yeah, no, going out there is sweet. I'm just saying anyone that's listening here locally probably isn't going to Roberts Creek to go to that show.
No, probably not.
That's true. You can also go to Bully's Studio on Saturday the 21st. It is our good friend Cyrus's, 13th birthday.
13th party for his birthday.
Anyway. Yeah, yeah. So he's going to be doing a solo set as Side Job. There's also going to be Cop, Shove It, The Fomites, We Are Not a Cult, which is our friends from the interior up in Kelowna, if I'm not mistaken.
Penticton,
yes. They are very fun boys. They're very nice. They let us sleep on their couch when we went.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
They're very nice. They're very funny.
Return of the Core.
And then the Core, back in action. I hear Morgan's playing. He's got his throat all fixed.
Yeah, we're very happy that he's all better. That's
heck
really
yeah. Go Morgan. Yeah.
It's good for you, bud.
So you can find me down there. I'll be there on Saturday, and it'll be a good time, so go check it out. And then Sunday and Monday, I'm playing shows with my good buddy Greg Reckus all the way from Winnipeg, the hardest touring man that I know. He's going to be stomping his way all across Canada, down into the States, maybe down through Mexico. Maybe he'll meet up with you guys in October. Who knows? He's crazy. So I will be with him at Bricklayer Brewing on Sunday, September 22nd. Bricklayer is out in Chilliwack. It is the raddest little brewery. I highly suggest you go check it out. We'll be joined by Danny, formerly of Lou Danger and the Throws. He's got his own solo EP out, and it sounded pretty good. I had him on last week. I'm liking it. So come check that out, because Bricklayer is sick. Support them very much.
Yeah.
And then Monday, September 23rd, I'll be playing with Greg again at Bully's Studio in New Westminster, the coolest venue this side of the Fraser River. And we will be joined by the one and only Christy Lee Audette from Wrong.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And that is your weekend.
It's a solid weekend.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's busy. It's fun.
There's another reno at Bully's. I believe it's the final form, but there was another reno. The stage is in the same spot, but you'll see.
Okay. It's going to be different by the time I get there?
Yeah, the old employee room is gone now.
Who needs employees?
Yeah.
Anyways, here, let's do a little bit of Wrong while I figure out what we're going to do next. Yeah? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. What if I told you, let's work together, let's feed the poor, let's fix the weather, start looking past the complications put in between all our relations, but human nature, it overwhelms and keeps us fighting amongst ourselves. The strings, they still control us, just like the cops who still patrol us. Democracy, but it's a better way. Voting really mattered, then they wouldn't let us play. Again, my better judgment, I betray. Participate, watch it decay. Are you gonna lead us? Are you gonna rule us? Are you gonna rule us? Are you gonna lead us? Are you gonna lead us? Are you gonna rule us? Are you gonna rule us? Are you gonna lead us? Hey! Is it a problem with our generation? Is it our lack of participation? It's hard to care when nothing changes, no matter how we mock the pages. The spirit of the 60s never died. Didn't make some money. Are you gonna rule us? Are you gonna lead us? Are you gonna lead us? Are you gonna rule us? Are you gonna rule us? Are you gonna lead us? Are you gonna lead us? Are you gonna rule us? Are you gonna lead us?
Greg Rithis with his song Wretched of the Earth off of his newest release, Sinners Go to Church, Saints Go to Hell. Before that, we had Wrong with the Antidote off their debut EP, period. And then...
So clever.
We were talking before. I've enjoyed here with Ryan from Brasser.
Goodbye.
Thank you for coming in, man. Thank you for spending time.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Door is always open. Make sure you guys go down to Lanaloo's tomorrow night, Friday, the 20th of September. EP's being released. There's a whole bunch of rad bands. Campfire Shit Kickers, Paul is Dead, a.k.a. the Shitty Beatles, Dead Streets all the way from Seattle, and of course, the one, the only, Brasser.
Yeah, get there at 8. Doors are at 8.
Yes, go. Do it. Enjoy.
Be there.
Yes, have fun. We're going to leave you with one last track. The track that actually we kicked off Vancouver Ska Month with.
Nice.
The Wavebirds.
Yeah, yeah, the whole thing was Mike's idea, so that makes sense.
There we go. Yeah. It all makes sense. Lovely. We started it with Wavebirds. We end it with Brasser. Brethren was in there in the middle.
Yeah.
And I also talked to Danny. He doesn't play ska, but he can enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah, good times. Go, is the website still going to stay up?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure how long, but a while, I assume.
Yeah. Go check it out. It's got links, it's got clickables, it's got graphics.
Yeah, look. Looks really good. Yeah, this song turned out really well, too.
I agree. It sounds like $1 million. It's very good. This is The Wavebirds. This is their debut single, High Score PLI. I'm Johnny. That's Ryan.
Hey.
Go to Lanaloo's. We'll see y'all next week.
See you tomorrow.
I love the arcade. It's super cool. I head there every day after school. I'm the best damn player this town's ever seen. You can see my high score at the top of the screen.
one will take.